Now, what inspired you to create this event? What inspired you to want to put it all on?
Because I don't know.
It's a big undertaking. It's a huge undertaking.
It is. And I'm about to give birth. I don't know. I think it must be pregnancy hormones. Look, I did spend a lot of time. I spent a lot of time on farms as a kid out in Dubbo. So I'd be there sort of pretty much every winter school holidays out on a sheep and wheat farm out there. And so I did, and then when I was a journalist reporting, I'd go out and cover floods and droughts and stuff like that. And so I really got to spend a lot of time with farmers in the community, and I have so much respect for them. And then, I don't know, I finished up work and I thought, what am I going to do now? Why don't I just completely fill the time before this baby comes with organizing a huge comedy gala?
This is like nesting, but on like the biggest level I have ever seen it. Be undertaken,
sorry. It's insane. Anyway, but I mean, look, it's great. Everyone has been so fantastic. You know, I've got so many comedians put their hands up, and it's been a bit of a shame actually, because I just can't put everyone on, you know. And then the RSL there, it's up at the Paddo RSL, it'll be on there. They donated the venue for free, which is great. So everyone's on board. It's just now we've got to sell these tickets.
We do indeed. So tell us about some of those great comedians that you do have coming along.
Yeah. So we've got Cam Knight. We've got him to MC. And I don't know if you know Cam Knight. He's been his profile has been building a lot in the last few years.
Yeah. I can't say I know him personally, but I know of him. Yeah.
He's an awesome guy. He's so funny. He's one of these people where you go, are you right? Like, you've been blessed with good looks, sense of humor.
Yeah. It's just unfair.
And, you know, two ridiculously gorgeous kids, lovely partner. Like, he's one of these people where you just go, can you just stop, please? Being so perfect. Well, he's not actually. He talks about that in a lot of his stand-up. He's had a bit of an interesting year. He decided to go sober and all this sort of stuff. He's really great. He's been on all over ABC. You know, he's been all over, you know, Australian media. So he is fantastic. He'll be running the night. And then we've got, like, all these amazing, as you said, Sydney and international comedians. Jen Carnevale, I don't know if you know her, but she's just fantastic. I've known her, she's been a mate for a while, and she's sort of really also building her own fan base. She's like on Comedy Central. Cameron James, he's been working a lot with, I think he's pretty much his best mate, Becky Lucas. They've been doing a lot of stuff on SBS and The Feed. Frida de Guise, who I also just did our Melbourne Comedy Festival show together. We just came back from Melbourne, which was awesome. She's been on SBS and ABC, and gosh, there's so many amazing. They're all like headlining comedians.
They really are. I have had Emma Malik in the studio a couple of times.
Oh, Emma,
before.
She's a really good friend of mine.
Oh my God, I love everything about Emma, and I love everything about her dog, and all of her comedy centering around her dog is just the best thing in
my
opinion.
We're doing a gig tonight, actually, together. So I'll tell her that you said that.
She'll be like, God.
Oh my God.
I saw her on the roster, and I'm like, I'm in. All these amazing comedians. And then is she going to bring Duk Dig along?
Yeah. Yep, Dougie will be coming.
See, now you've got me hook, line, and sinker, because you're throwing a dog into the mix, and I'm just...
That's right. Everyone, just so you know, Emma Malik, she's amazing. She's a really good friend of mine. I actually kind of stalked her when I first came into comedy. I was like, can you be my friend? I was desperate for her to be my friend. It was really lame.
She's cool.
And she's awesome. And we were actually sharing a house down in Melbourne while we were all doing the Melbourne Comedy Festival, and Duk Dig was there, and he's just beautiful. So,
Best. You've got such an incredible roster, and the fact that you've thrown Duk Dig into that, it just makes me even happier.
Maybe we should make that the selling point.
Yeah, I know. Well, for me, I think that's like the thing, but you've got some really great international comedians in there as well. Were you surprised with international comedians wanting to jump on board and lend a hand as well? It must have been a lovely surprise.
I mean, look, a lot of these people are based in Sydney now, but yes, they do travel back and forth. Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know. I think everyone, everyone's keen to help out for a really good cause.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm just really convincing. I don't know.
I get the vibe that you are, Sally. I truly, truly get the vibe.
I mean, I haven't offered them any money. There's no dodgy favours happening. So I don't know. Maybe everyone wants to help. But maybe I think everyone realizes how dire the situation is. Absolutely. I mean, I know we've got a bit of rain happening this weekend, but it won't touch the sides, really.
No, it won't. Yeah. It's relief, but it's not a break to the drought, and it's not falling in the right places, unfortunately. So we're on the 12th of September. We're at the Paddington RSL. Where can we get tickets? How can we support?
So because this is all being done with no money, and we've actually just gotten one of the, you know, the Try Booking website.
Perfect.
So unfortunately, it's not branded Stand Up Drought Relief, but if you go to Try Booking and either type in Stand Up for Drought Relief, that'll come up, or it's trybooking.com/XNHP.
Amazing.
So yeah, trybooking.com/XNHP.
Get on board. It's going to be a belly full of laughs for the evening, and you can go guilt-free on a Friday night and leave the kids with a babysitter.
Oh,
because,
it's Wednesday.
Wednesday night. Even better. Guilt-free midweek trip to see comedy because you're helping farmers with drought relief. This is amazing. Sally, best of luck with everything.
I really hope
that this helps with your pregnancy and doesn't send
you. I hope I make it or that my waters break on stage.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we can talk about the drought relief and it can be really bad punchline.
Oh, Sally, you're amazing. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much. Have a great day, everyone.
You too.